And now this is a dictation for Gerald, G-E-R-A-L-D. Bardy is B as in boy, A-R-D-Y, July 30, 1968. Address as a letter to Dr. Lena, L-E-N-A, Whitman, W-I-D-M-A-N, 751640. Dear Dr. Whitman, follow up for Mr. Bardy, who has progressive renal failure, underlying diabetes, hypertension, last visit in July, comes accompanied with wife, recent problems, lower extremity cellulitis, and a burn on the right foot, completed antibiotics, follows with podiatrist Dr. Jafar, J-A-F-F-A-R. Has gained weight from 282 to 292, in part related to restricted mobility with the burnt and cellulitis. He's trying to do low salt, denies nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding, denies decreasing urination, cloudiness, or bladder infection, has edema, no chest pain palpitation, no increase of dyspnea, no orthopnea, PND, no oxygen, no sleep apnea, no pyrulema, tidal hemaptysis, no skin rash, pruritus, other review system is negative. Next paragraph, medication list review. I want to highlight the bisoprolol, Bumex, lisinopril, Norvasc. She is on diabetes cholesterol management. He is on diabetes cholesterol management. Next paragraph, present weight 292, blood pressure 138.74 on the right side, obesity, no respiratory distress, alert of intestine 3, lungs, cardiovascular, no major abnormalities, obesity of the abdomen, 2-3 plus edema below the knees. Next paragraph, chemistry is creatinine worse up to 2.1, previously upper ones, present GFR 36, stage 3B, normal sodium, potassium, acid base, low albumin, likely from nephrotic syndrome, corrected calcium, normal, phosphorus elevated 4.9, our goal is less than 4.8, elevated PTH at 165, minor decreased hemoglobin, normal white blood cell platelets, is known to have large levels of albumin in the urine, presently 3 plus of protein, 1 plus of blood. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, TKD, stage 3B, in relation to poor control diabetes over time, as well as hypertension and overweight, cannot rule out secondary type FSGS. He likely has nephrotic syndrome. We have not done a renal biopsy. He already is on maximal dose of ACE inhibitors lisinopril. As a way to evaluate over time, instead of doing a 24-hour urine collection, we will do a protein creatinine ratio that will allow us to see progression or improvement. He understands that this is, at some point, is going to take is going to need a dialysis or transplantation. I think he might benefit from the use of sodium glucose transporter inhibitors like Jardiance or Farxiga. Might help to control blood pressure at home better, diabetes better. Might control also some of the edema. It has some cardioprotective effect. We will monitor phosphorus and PTH for treatment with binders and vitamin D125 for secondary hyperparathyroidism. We will monitor other chemistries for appropriate treatment. I would like to see him back on the next 4 months. For completeness, I'm likely going to do serology for membranous nephropathy once I have the protein creatinine ratio. End of dictation.